felt like you guys were kind of right there in the game in the second half. You even took the lead in total shots at one point, 14-13. I guess, what are just some big takeaways, despite the result you take from this game?
Yeah, I think once we settled down late in the first half and started building our way into the game, I thought we did a good job of creating some opportunities. You know, it was always going to be a tough start coming to Miami, and I think it took a little while to get over the nerve part, but again, I think we created some really good chances on goal, and the game's about finishing, and tonight we just couldn't find that equalizer when we were down a goal, and then obviously pushing, we kind of opened ourselves up at the end there, but overall, I thought it was a really good effort from the guys, and again, like I always say, we want to get one game better, and there's a lot of great things to take away from this game, and there's some areas where we need to continue to work at.
And not much time to dwell on this quick turnaround with the weekend game. How do you approach that?
Again, I think it really starts with recovery and making sure that the guys recover the right way. We'll probably make a couple changes to the group so we can get some freshness in the legs. Obviously, just coming off of preseason, most of the guys I don't think are ready to endure two 90-minute bouts so close together. So we'll probably do that. But then from you know, the way we want to approach the game, it's the same way. We want to look at the film. And obviously a completely different, I mean, probably the two most distinct opponents you can play. But we'll look at some film and really think about areas that we need to improve on in the way we attack. Likewise in the way we defend. And I think that, again, in the second half, really it was our energy to get pressure on the ball that afforded us a bunch of opportunities in front of goal. And I think that's the mindset that we have to start the game with.
Yeah, lastly for me, just that depth piece is so interesting because you guys have what is mostly a very veteran team with a lot of returners, but then you can bring in a guy like Fidel Barajas off the bench, the 17-year-old kid. What was it about him that, you know, in this a big match like this, I think you were even tied at the time, or you had a chance to tie at the time. What was it about him that was the right decision?
Well, he showed real well in preseason. You know, I think he's contributed to two or three goals in preseason. And he's brave. You know, I don't think the moment is too big for him. And so really it's just been his performances. It's not anything other than the way he's played and the way he's conducted himself. And obviously this is a big game to come into. Thought he had some really good moments. And he'll continue to get better as the season goes on.
What was the big difference, I guess, for you between first half and second half? Was it energy, aggression, mentality?
Yeah, no, I think, again, it's only natural, right? We have a relatively young group. You're coming to Miami, you're playing against Messi and Suarez and Busquets and Alba, guys that they probably grew up watching. And so it's only human to have these type of nerves. And what you realize is once you, you know, engage with an intense mindset, they can make mistakes as well. Mm-hmm. And I think it's when you realize that they're human that you end up feeling like you belong. So I think it was a natural kind of reaction to the moment, and it was big, and we're opening the season for Major League Soccer. There's a lot of eyes on there, I mean, nationally, globally. So it was a big moment, but I think once we got over that hump, we started to play the kind of football we're capable of, and it's great to see the guys overcome that.
And then lastly, turning the page to St. Louis, obviously sticking around here for a couple days, take advantage of the weather, recover, and then fly on Friday.
Yeah, I think it's the most important thing for the guys now is just recovery, right? And I think, again, I think they feel like they kind of let one get away as far as not getting a result here and getting a draw. But again, I think it's the way we talk about internally, everything's a process. You know, sometimes it goes your way, sometimes they don't. But the most important thing is to be able to reflect as a group, recover quickly, and then, you know, and sometimes these games that come quickly are actually a blessing because there's not a lot of time to think about it. So we'll confront a really aggressive St. Louis team with everything we got.
And then I guess I'll repeat Caleb's question, but Noel Kaliskin, what did he show you over the last 6 weeks that led to today?
Yeah, so Noel has been a really good contributor in preseason. He's been everything that we've been wanting to do tactically, he's taken it on board. And in particular, in our setup, our pivots are critical in their mobility off the ball. Again, it tracks numbers ball side, so that then our weak side is free. And so he does a really good job of scanning, really good job of positioning to then open up the weak side. And he's done a really good job in preseason. So again, I think just on a merit basis, he's deserving of this opportunity. And, you know, as he continues on his career, he's a player that I think can make a lot of contributions in the first team.
And then I guess last thing is just, obviously this is the earliest start in the history of Major League Soccer. How much are you looking forward to just continued fitness sharpness as we kind of play our way into the season?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I think it really takes about a month into the season where you're hitting, you know, peak performance as far as fitness. And you have, you know, four games, not preseason games, but games being played at the level that you're going to encounter at the weekend. And, you know, Chicho and Pablo joined us, you know, 3 weeks into preseason. Andreas and Nelson joined us a week left into preseason. So there's a lot of gelling to do. And that's why it's always important to take all that into consideration when you're assessing games. But again, I think overall the effort was fantastic for everyone.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. First off, before I ask more specific questions, just overall thoughts on the game. Obviously, not the result you wanted, but are there any takeaways, I guess, that you guys can take away from
this? Yeah, no. You know, I thought we actually played pretty well. I thought we had a lot of the ball, especially in the second half there, and just one or two mistakes, and they capitalized. So I think there's a lot to take from the game. I think it's good progress for us, and we'll take everything from this game and then move along to St. Louis.
You pretty much single-handedly saved a messy free kick that probably would have gone in if not for your head. What was kind of the plan going into this game on those free kicks? It seemed like you guys had the plan of, hey, put some guys in front of the goal in spots where you know that you could be dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we've all seen Messi score that free kick 100 times. So throughout the week, we just, I mean, we practiced it with me on the post and maybe Chicho on the post, the other post, just because we know he's capable of putting it top corner, and it's tough for a goalie to get there. So just a little extra help for Zach, and it ended up going right to me. So.
And then what was it like the rest of the night defensively, just trying to hold off not only Messi, but Suarez and those other guys that were just seemed like constantly, especially in the first half, constantly going after you guys?
Yeah. You know, I mean, they have quality players, but I actually thought we handled it pretty well. And yeah, I mean, you just got to always be aware of where Messi is, and, you know, he's capable of slotting those passes or taking you on the dribble. But I thought we contained him pretty well for the most part. But obviously not quite well enough. But.
And then not too much time to dwell on this when you guys have another game on Saturday. How do you, I guess, recover and approach such a quick turnaround like that?
Yeah, that's the beauty of it is there's another one coming up. So it's you know, we take what we can from this game. And we're on to the next, and hopefully next game we can get a result, and it's all eyes forward.
Is it somewhat of a relief to kind of get Miami just over and done with going into the next few matches? Is it somewhat of a relief to you guys?
No, I wouldn't say so particularly. I feel like that was a game that, you know, if we capitalize on one or two moments, then it's a different storyline. So I think we were all looking forward to it. But I think the whole team here believes that we're in any game, doesn't matter who. So I think it was just another game for us.
Justin, what was the difference in your opinion, just kind of between the first half and the second half? Was it just getting adjusted and then kind of just maybe being a little more settled and aggressive?
Yeah, I think we just kept the ball a little more. I think we were a little more calm the second half. We were moving it kind of through our midfield as opposed to around the back. And I think, yeah, everyone just kind of grew into the game, got a little more comfortable, and allowed us to keep a little more of that possession.
And we had two guys essentially make their MLS debuts tonight, in Barajas and Kaliskin. I guess, what did you see from them maybe in the preseason that led to them getting these opportunities tonight?
Yeah, no, they played really well all preseason. They showed out for themselves, and it's definitely a moment they both deserve. You know, I got nothing but good things to say about both of them. And yeah, hopefully they enjoy that moment, cherish it, and they put their heads down and keep working, and they get many more moments like that.
And then I guess the last question for me is just how excited are you to when you get Crooks and Katranas back in? It feels like this team is super deep. 27,000 minutes coming back from last year.
Yep.
You know, this is game one of 34, so I know it's a long road, but how are you feeling just going into 2024?
No, I'm excited. I think we got a really good group. We have all the pieces. We have the depth. And obviously I haven't seen Crooks that much, but I'm excited to see what he can do and what he brings to the team.